News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, according to the Times of London, the reason inflation remains so high is due to the rise of treasonomics. That's when people prioritise spending on the fun stuff and cut back somewhere else instead. Is this what's stopping banks dropping interest rates any further? Emphasizing spend on concert tickets or flat white lattes. Siobhan McGuire, consumer affairs journalist, joins us on the line. Is it the Taylor Swift syndrome, do you think, Siobhan? Is that part of the problem?
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, there's a little bit of that involved. I mean, what's happening in 2024 with our spending, it's being dubbed the year of affordable luxuries. And this is relates back to what economists would call the lipstick index or the lipstick effect, that when we face any kind of economic crisis, and we've had that in recent years with the cost of living crisis, consumers will then tend to spend more on less costly goods. So, you know, we take our little bit of fun where we can get it, be it from, you know, the overpriced chocolate bar, the speciality beer, and indeed the ticket prices. Now, if you look back to Taylor Swift and Coldplay in the summer of last year, and it was essentially driving a huge amount of spending in July.
Well, it was unbelievable million. Because at the same time we were hearing about the cost of living crisis and how people were struggling to pay any bills, and then you had tickets like for huge money selling out in no time. You had Dublin Airport absolutely rammed to the gills, foreign holidays galore. And I'm kind of thinking, cost of living crisis? What cost of living crisis?
Yeah, but this goes back to consumers taking the highs among the lows where they can. And I mean, I would like to think, Shane, in an ideal world, that people are being quite savvy when it comes to this spending. So if they're getting the holiday, they are kind of saving up in advance. Or if they're getting the massively overpriced Taylor Swift ticket, they're buying it last year. It's paid for by the time they attend the concert this year.
Or is it, and maybe I'm, accuse me of being cynical here, was the cost of living crisis overstated for many people? Obviously, there was a minority that were really badly affected by it, but was it overstated for many?
Well, for a small amount, I would say perhaps. I mean,
I think it's more than a small amount, but restaurants are rammed, foreign holidays. I mean, there seems to be people who have no shortage of money. Plenty of people.
Well, yeah. I mean, but at the same time, Shane, you have people who don't have that level of spending, and that's where the kind of affordable luxuries creep in, and where they try and take their little bit of fun from wherever, whether it is, as I say, that overpriced chocolate bar. What we have is the cost push inflation factor, where the cost of production, and we take the cocoa beans example again. I mean, they're in such a short supply globally that the price is then passed on to the consumer in terms of where you get your chocolate.
Are we not very savvy when it comes to buying those products? Are we happy to pay too much? I mean, some of the concerts, it's crazy money what's being charged.
I absolutely agree, yeah. And the ticket prices, it's a combination of them being set by the artists, and then you have this massive monopoly within the ticket pricing arena as well, where you have, say, one massive company setting prices according to what they claim will be insurance prices, bringing equipment over to various countries. And all of that is passed on to the customer. But again, it goes back to trying to feel a little bit better against the backdrop of, say, coming out of the COVID pandemic, and then cost of living, high energy prices, high food prices. And if you're a massive fan of somebody, you're going to find that money somewhere to buy that ticket.
Okay. All right. Siobhan McGuire, consumer journalist. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.